Many parts of Western Europe and the US are seeing a rise in COVID-19 cases, thought to be driven by two new subvariants of the Omicron virus, known as BA4 and BA5. These rises come alongside the easing of safety measures that were previously put in place to curb the spread of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, testing being scaled back, and COVID-19 booster vaccine take-up at lower than expected levels. BA4 and BA5 are Omicron viruses with a new combination of mutations. They were first detected in South Africa earlier this year, and since then they have become the dominant variants there. This has been the trend in other countries that BA4 and BA5 subvariants have spread to. And the fact that they have quickly become dominant over previous subvariants of Omicron would indicate they harbour mutations that make them more transmissible. This coming at a time when there are waning levels of protection from previously given vaccines or previous infection. The two new subvariants are often discussed together because the mutations in their spike protein gene are identical, even though they differ in mutations found elsewhere on them. The spike protein gene is key, as this is what the virus uses to infect and enter human cells, and changes here that make the process easier and quicker will make it more transmissible. It is also the part of the virus that is targeted by the majority of COVID-19 vaccines. Both new variants carry an L452R mutation thought to make the virus more contagious by enhancing the virus's ability to attach to human cells, and the F486V mutation, which may make it more likely to evade previously garnered protection. So far, there is no indication that either subvariants are associated with new symptoms or more severe disease. Scientists are concerned that these new subvariants are going to cause surges in infections worldwide and put a strain on healthcare systems. The best way to protect yourself from these and other variants of COVID-19 is to get vaccinated, including getting the booster vaccine. Ventilate indoor spaces and wear a high-grade mask in appropriate settings.